Aircheckdownloads.com.
Capital Car Center at the Capital Center, Preston.
Music on the way from Scouting for Girls, also Usher and OMG. Just after 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning, let's get the Rock FM News headlines with Aileen.
Thousands of teenagers across Lancashire will be opening their GCSE results this morning.
Scouting for Girls and Famous at 97.4 Rock FM. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, 24th of August. It's the day when the GCSE results come out. You're probably going to be getting ready for to go and pick them up. Open that envelope today after 9 o'clock. Maybe you've got a child that needs calming down this morning. Let us know how it goes and good luck from us all here. I'm Nixie, in for Graham this week. Jude is here. You've got something happening on the roads.
Yeah, we're just getting news of a problem on the M65 near Junction 7 going towards Burnley. Just on the slip road as you get on at 7, so watch out for that. It is causing some slow traffic and a little bit of debris hanging around. Thank you, Mark, for the call on that.
He was very helpful, wasn't
he? He was. He knew everything.
We have the nicest listeners. And got to say good morning to Alicia from Leyland. She wants Nikki to go back into the Big Brother house, apparently. She was the only reason I watched that year's Big Brother. Which one was she?
She was barking, long blonde hair. Who is she? She had that thing with Pete. Well, if you don't know who I mean from that, you've never watched. Was it that place?
Who is she?
Who are you?
All right, then. Here's Usher and OMG.
Oh, my God.
97.4 Rock FM, Usher and OMG. It's 12 minutes past 8. Tuesday morning, GCSE results day. It's Nixie here for Graham this week. Jude's playing with her pen. That's a sign of nerves when you're playing your pen.
Well, there you go.
There we are. It's good to see you in the newspaper today, actually, that even good-looking people have arguments in relationships. There's Cristiano Ronaldo and his very pretty girlfriend. It makes me sick how
she's
they're such
not
a good...
that pretty.
Oh, yes, she is.
No, she is.
Makes me sick looking at good-looking couples. However, they're arguing and they're fighting.
Oh,
is that spiteful?
She's probably trying to get her lipstick back off him.
Right, I'm going to talk Big Brother in a minute. 63103, Rock at the front of the message if you want to tell us who you think should be winning tonight. And we'll talk to former Big Brother contestant Luke Marsden in just a mo. More of the music you
love. Rock FM. Autoglass is the UK's biggest vehicle glass specialist.
Fire with Fire from the Scissor Sisters at 97.4 Rock FM. Good morning. It is Big Brother it's Big Brother Final Dear to Dear. Graham's on holiday or in the diary room. And I'm Nixie here with Jude talking about the final tonight. Do you know what, Jude? No one in Newcastle speaks like that at all.
Do they not?
No. You've got the streets of Newcastle. You'll not hear anybody talking like that.
So he's just a bit special, is he, the guy that
yes,
sits
yes,
there?
Yes, totally, totally. So, I haven't been watching Big Brother. You haven't been watching Big Brother.
No, I mean, I've kept up to date with it, but no, I've not been into this series at all.
So you found us someone to talk about Big Brother.
Yeah. The ultimate. Speaking of ultimates, he's on the phone right now. Morning, Luke.
Hi, good morning, Jude. Morning, Nixie.
So, you've been watching it, have you, Luke?
First of all, that accent was awful.
What do you mean? I'm from Newcastle.
No, I don't think people from Newcastle sound quite like that. Marcus Bentley has not got a job to worry about.
Marcus Bentley's from Stockton, which is 30 miles away. That's like saying, you're a Scouser.
You've been heckled, Nixon.
Right, come on then, Luke. Who's going to win tonight?
Joe said by a landslide. I'd say by about 60% of the vote.
Is there any need for the show to be nearly 3 hours long this evening? Come on, what can they do for 3 hours?
Because what tonight does is double up as not only the end of Big Brother 11, but also the launch night of Ultimate Big Brother. So basically, the final of Big Brother 11 is actually getting overshadowed by tonight's launch of Ultimate BB, where the ex-housemates and ex-celebrity housemates go back in.
All right, so sorry, Josie to win then. What about the champions going in tonight? Because we've not got the definitive list. Nobody's been confirmed, have we? But we've got rumours.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumours, but I can safely say, in fact, Davina McCall said herself, only 70% of the list is a list you would have chosen. There's some housemates that go into that you wouldn't even remember, let alone expect to go back in. I think it's not going to go out unless, of course, they blow the house up.
So Vanessa's going to be going in there. Apparently, Alex Reed and Nasty Nick.
No, Nasty Nick's in Las Vegas. There's no way he's going in tonight.
Oh, because, I mean, he was pure evil, Nasty Nick, wasn't he?
Yeah, can you remember? What did he do,
Jude? Yeah, I mean, it was 10 years ago, and he actually smuggled in a pencil.
Oh!
Honestly!
That's nasty.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, all he did was scribble names on a piece of paper 10 years ago, and now he's been having the tag lined up for 11 years, Nasty Nick. He would be duller than dull if he went back in tonight, so it's a good job he's in Las Vegas.
Oh, it's going to be interesting. And Coolio, apparently, he was wacky on the Celebrity Big Brother.
Must be short of cash.
There we are, Coolio Short. Well, he has had a hit for a long time, has he, Coolio?
And what about Michelle Bass, of course? She was the one that... She was the psycho that followed him around like he was a six-year-old boy. She had to hold his hand all the time. Do you think she might be in there, Luke?
No, definitely. I have heard she's going back in. Nikki Graham's a certainty. Ashleen Hogan-Wallace. Dane Bowers. God knows why, but Dane Bowers...
Oh, he goes into anything, though, doesn't he, Dane Bowers? Well, we'll be looking forward to watching it. Actually, I'm lying. You'll be looking forward to watching it, Luke, I'm sure?
Yes, I'm very excited. It should be very interesting.
All right. Well, thank you, and sorry for waking you up this morning. You can get yourself back to bed.
Thanks.
See you later. There's Luke.
Bye.
And that's on for, what, 3 hours tonight?
Just under 3 hours tonight. Oh, Davina's getting double time for that.
She should go in it, actually. That would be really good if Davina went in.
Who knows?
Who knows? It's Rock FM, it's 8:24, and this is Travie McCoy.
I want to be a billionaire. Commander!
More of the music you love, 97.4 Rock FM. Graham's on holiday this week. Nixie here with Jude and Kelly Rowland. And I'm your commander. Good news today, easy way of getting slim, and we all look for an easy way of getting slim. Oh, yeah. This doesn't include exercise or anything. It's a headline in the Mirror. 6 glasses of water a day makes you slim.
What, even if you eat 5 Twixes after it?
It doesn't mention anything about that, so they didn't mention it, so I'm going to give this a go. 6 glasses of water, and you could be slimmer. That's the easy way out. Good luck if you're off on the way to school to pick up your GCSE results this morning, or if you're a parent who's just bracing yourself to either have to buy a little present for your child to say congratulations, or on the other hand, to commiserate with them. Good luck. I'm sure it'll all be good. Looking at these statistics that Aileen mentioned in the news, there's more people passing than ever. So there's a little bit of confidence on your way. If you want to tell us about it and go, yes, get in. 63103, Rock at the front of the message. We'll get the traffic update with Jude in a moment, then music from Take That.
Aircheckdownloads.com.